just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Excuse me, sir. Do you have everything out of your pockets?
I'm sure it's on with nothing in my pockets currently.
Yeah,
so, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Then you're free to walk into the park.
Oh my gosh. How ridiculous is that?
We are going to talk today about security. Security, it's very important, honestly. Like, before we get into the discussion, I think security is very important, especially in a Disney park.
Yeah,
I feel
park
like
security in general.
It's It's something that's paramount to making you enjoy your time in the park. I want to know that the person next to me has gone through stringent security so that I'm safe, you know?
Yeah, when 100,000 people are hanging out in a park together all day long, you definitely don't want to have to worry about them having guns and bombs and those kinds of
especially
things.
Especially when it's hot and obnoxious enough
right?
that it could push people to crazy things. I mean, I get run over at least 3 times every time we're in a park.
Listen.
I should charge people with vehicular manslaughter for how many times I've been run over by
right?
a stroller.
Truly, if I could kill people with a corn dog, I probably would. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going to be on some kind of list. Good grief. They're gonna revoke our passes.
We heard what you were saying.
Yeah. But this, we just got back from a trip to Florida, Disney World, where we dealt with security on a daily basis, sometimes multiple times on a daily basis. And we had some discussions with some of our friends just about security in general at the parks
right.
and what works and what doesn't work.
Oh, we sure did.
And, you know, like I said, security is super important at Disney. With families and kids and, you know, you want a safe experience. And that being said, I feel like sometimes the security could use some help.
Yes, at a Disney park specifically?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Because they have lots of interesting things that they do. Like, in the park, they have plainclothes police walking around a lot.
And lots of dogs.
They have lots of dogs.
I do like the dogs.
I was reading reviews today, and there were people complaining about the dogs, saying it made them feel less safe, having dogs walk around sniffing for things. And I'm like, that's so counterintuitive. Like,
right?
I feel better.
Well, I kind of maybe see what they're saying a little bit. Like, when we went to Mexico and people were driving around in armored vehicles with their faces covered in black, you're like, oh, geez, what kind of war zone
right.
did we get to?
Well, you know, dogs are not people in tanks.
It's not. And the dogs are so cute.
They're so cute.
They're nice. Don't pet them.
Don't pet them. It's against the rules.
Yeah.
But, so, generally, when you get to a park at Disney, you park in the parking lot, either walk or drive up to the gates, and then they have a security checkpoint. What I found interesting, especially recently, is they have a barker outside. Do you know what I'm about? So, when you used to go to old, circuses or carnivals, they would have a guy standing out there going, hurry, 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 this way, this way, you know.
Yes.
They have a barker standing outside security.
Yeah, the one at Epcot was hilarious.
He was a really aggressive barker, for sure.
He was so funny.
But they have a barker out there being like, there's no line down here, no bag over here, make sure everything's out of the things, open up all your zipper, you know, like they have like a hype man for their security.
Yeah.
And they do have a no bag line in Florida, which I like. Most of the time we have a bag with us to take in like our chargers and all that kind of stuff. But on the days that we don't have a bag, I like the option of going through a no bag line.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
But then, for the bag lines, you're just kind of thrown in there with everybody. And you have the strollers, and I call it, like, the Sherpas, the people that have, like, 40 bags for
right.
their 8 hours in the park that day. And they have an odd line setup. You know what I mean?
I sure do. Yeah.
They have tables that have lines on both sides, but only one person checking bags.
Yeah.
So they kind of flip-flop back and forth between the two lines.
Yeah, I think the idea is to make it twice as effective for the employee because it takes people so much longer to get their bags ready and whatnot that it's like they can get the bags ready and then they're not being pressured to go quicker because there's only one person there.
Sure.
But it still does feel awfully slow.
It does. And it feels a little less effective than it could be. Because
Universal figured out how to do it so well.
Well, we'll get to Universal. But
spoiler.
Yeah. But Disney, I mean, I can't say that I like Universals either. But Disney, the problem is that, you know, human error comes up a lot. Especially when you're checking thousands of bags into the park, right? Uh-huh. And
yeah,
they say before you get up there, you should have every zipper open. And if you have any smaller bags inside, like if ladies have like makeup bags or right. I always have my glasses cases, you're supposed to have those open too so that they can look through all those things.
Right.
And that's a lot of stuff to go through on some of these bags. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's just... The odds are not low that something can get through in a situation like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be pretty easy to sneak some stuff into the park somewhat. I mean, you're limited on what you can do because then you go through a metal detector shortly thereafter, some of the time, I guess.
Right.
And so it's definitely a deterrent enough that it will keep it, you know, at bay. But is it perfect? Absolutely not. Not even close.
Yeah. And I mean...
And we've heard people that he would even say... You know, if they find like a pocket knife, they'll just say, well, just keep it in your pocket then throughout the day.
Well, and that's unconfirmed. But yeah, like we've heard people say, oh, I've been behind people in line that had a pocket knife. And
it's a rumor.
I'm like, well, we don't have any concrete evidence of that. We don't want to say that that's what's going on. But it's definitely, it's a lot of work for one person to ensure the security of the park, you know?
Right.
And they've had incidents in the past where things got past them or where people get up to that line and realize that they have something very dangerous
right.
with them. Like, case in point, a few weeks ago, there was a person who got up to the checkpoint and as they sat their bags down on the table, I guess. They realized that they had their handgun and three clips of ammo in the bag. Can you imagine?
Just accidentally forgetting your entire, like...
Silly me. I was moving some things around and totally forgot I dropped my handgun and multiple clips of ammo into my Disney bag. Who does that?
Right. On a lesser scale, we've had friends that accidentally had glass in their bag, and they make you even remove that kind of stuff from your bag.
I felt so bad. We were going in one time, and there was a teenager that had a fancy glass bottle, like a water bottle.
Oh, right.
And they took it away from him, and I was like, oh, that's kind of sad.
It is sad.
Like, I understand to some extent you don't want broken glass in your park, right? Right.
yeah because we've been to bars where they don't allow glass in bars either, because that same reason, all it takes is one person to break it open and everybody ends up cut, or they use it as a weapon in case if it's a gross bite. I know, it gets brutal. It's a brutal world out there.
Let's not have bar fights in Disney parks.
Can you imagine? Looking at you, Galaxy's Edge.
Right. But then they've also had issues in the past with employees. A good couple of years ago, there was a quote-unquote bomb that went off in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
And it was a dry ice bomb, I think, from what I can remember. And it was done... The reason that it was so shocking is that it was done by an employee who
right.
dropped it in a trash can or whatever. So it makes you wonder what kind of security... are the cast members going through,
right?
You know, like, I assume that there's probably dry ice on property, you know.
Oh, right.
They have it for like their theater shows and things like that. I wouldn't be surprised. So what kind of security can you do when they're taking things that they work with?
Well, and dry ice in a water bottle, I don't know how much danger that puts people in, if any. I don't really know how dangerous that is, but, you know, multiple rounds of ammunition at a Disney park would be devastating.
Sure. And even if the actual bomb, quote unquote, the dry ice bomb itself isn't deadly, it could potentially turn into a deadly situation. Mm-hmm. If an explosion goes off in a very crowded park, there is a very high risk of panic and people getting trampled, you know. And I think we've even been in parks on days where I look around and go, if there's a real emergency in here, we're all dead. We're
screwed. With their one gate out front?
Yeah.
It's true.
And I mean, to be honest, in the case of a real emergency, yeah, I would disregard all of their signage and just find a way out. How? In my opinion.
How even?
Well, though, we've been enough times that I know my way around fairly well.
I would hope so. And yeah.
But if I'm walking through an area and all of a sudden there's an active shooter, heaven forbid, in a Disney park, I'm looking for the nearest exit, whether that is a employee exit or not.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm
walking out, running out that door.
That is a good point. You know? I forgot all about cast entrances, obviously. Yeah. They're everywhere. Did you hear the lady, though, while we were in line? It was hilarious that they said, why do they only have a no bag line? They should have like a small bag line. And then the people that was like, oh yeah, and then they can just have like a medium sized line and then a one bag line and like a three bag line and then a stroller plus a bag. And like, it would just like escalate all the way up. And I was like, ugh, that would be hilarious.
Well, but then,
as in awful.
Yeah. Then the stroller line would be the longest line in the park.
Oh, true. Oh yeah. 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 And then at that point, yeah, that's way too far, but it was just funny that that's what other people were saying as well.
It's kind of that thought process of, well, why should I have to wait? I only have this, and this person in front of me has all of this, and we all have that thought.
Of course, we fall for it all the time.
My poor bag has nothing in it, really. It has our charger and a couple of snacks, and then you get stuck behind the Sherpas who have 30 bags with 80 pockets each that they've decided to put all their treasures in each individual bag. It's like, oh my gosh, I really have to stand here and wait while I go through every single one of your pockets.
Well, and I think you're getting close to the point of this episode completely, is how irritated I got with them and their new policy of, when you go through the metal detector, you leave everything in your pockets now.
So, before you go any further, I read an article that came out this month.
Okay.
About this exact situation.
Okay.
So the idea, in Disney's defense, is that they're trying to come up with ways to move security faster.
Okay.
Make it more efficient.
Okay.
Because a lot of people complain about it.
They do. We do. We are right now.
we're doing a whole podcast on it. But I do, like I said, security is important. And even if I do have to wait in a line, I'd rather wait in line than have something happen.
Yeah.
Right? So their idea was that they would, I guess, find a way to calibrate the metal detectors.
Okay.
And this is science beyond me, know the difference between a cell phone and a weapon, basically, is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure how they do that, if, you know, sensors are advanced enough now that they can tell the difference between different kinds of metal or who knows what. But this last time when we went to Animal Kingdom later in the day, we didn't expect much of a security line. When you get there midway through the day, the security lines usually aren't that big of a deal. And lo and behold, we walk up and the barker is telling everybody, just leave everything in your pockets.
Right.
Just leave it all in your pockets. And we're like, well, this doesn't make sense. Like, everybody knows, if you've ever been to an airport, they make you take off your shoes even. You take out all the stuff out of your pockets, put in a little tray, they swing it around the outside of the metal detector, and you walk through to make sure that you're not concealing anything.
Yep.
That's kind of the whole concept. So for them to be saying, leave everything in your pockets and just walk on through, was really foreign to us, you know? And so I did. I left everything in my pockets and stepped through, and of course the alarm went off because I have metal on me.
Yeah.
You know, I have my cell phone.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and waved me off to the side. So I was like, okay. So I stepped off to the side, and then you stepped through.
Right. I stepped through the line, I went through the metal detector, and apparently I didn't wait long enough before turning to my left after going through the metal detector.
She caught you. She saw you yelled being shifty. At me.
Exactly. It was like, she was like, no, I told you not to move. I told you, you need to come face me, face right at me. And I was like, okay. And she goes, okay, got to take everything out of your pockets now. That's it. We got to go take it all out. And I'm like, now we take everything out of my pockets? That's
so weird. I was planning on taking it out before I walked through the metal detector.
And now I'm pissed. Now I'm pissed because I'm like, what do you mean? I have to leave everything in my pockets when I've gone through this metal detector hundreds of times before, and now all of a sudden you guys have decided that you're changing your policy, and now all of a sudden with like no warning or anything or any kind of like for you and I to have problems going through security means that everybody's having problems.
Yeah, because we're boring white people.
We are the simplest Disney folk on earth. Yeah. Literally, like we have a phone and a wallet, and I even take 90% out of the stuff out of my wallet before going through there, so much so that I forgot my ID one time because
yeah, that
of
was fun.
Hold bad that experience, but that's how streamlined I am when I go into the parks.
Right.
I don't even take pins in anymore because yeah. Nothing. And so now because I spun too quickly on the outside, like, I mean, how could you not spin, right? You're at Disney.
No,
I'm just kidding.
You got to do your princess spin.
But anyway, and so now she's giving me attitude and going through all my going over everything. What do you have in your pockets? What is this? What's that? And I had the exact same thing in my pockets all 4 days that we were there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until this last time going through there that now it's an issue. Now,
like, well, I really personally, I don't like the idea of randomly selecting people to double check. If you're just going to let everyone walk through with all the stuff in their pockets and have the alarm go off every time and then just occasionally stop people to check, you're letting in a lot of stuff. And so obviously, I have no ill will. I have no desire to bring weapons into Disney. So it doesn't bother me for them to check me or not check me because I know that I'm not doing anything. But there are crazy people.
No, it's true. What bothers me is inconsistency.
Yeah.
If we don't know how to go through security properly, how in the world do you expect other people to go through it as
well? Or one-timers.
Right. First time, because I feel my heart goes out to people who are possibly coming here. We see a lot of people that come here from like China and different places.
Yeah.
Those poor folks, they literally need a guide getting them through the parks because it gets so confusing to them.
Well, if English is not your first language, I feel like it would be difficult to understand the direction given to you.
Oh, so it's supposedly my language and I have a problem with it. The other problem I have with security, we had this a couple of times happen as well, is that if you go through a no bag line, then they will want you to go through the metal detectors, but they put the metal detector to the left. Other people are coming into the park and they scan their fingerprints or they go through and they get their bag checks and everything else. So then they decide that these people don't need to go through the metal detector. So they send them to the right, creating an X pattern of traffic flows that they throw you into each other. Like, so now you're competing and you're like, why would you not move your metal detector just one step to the left so that when you come in on the left, you just go straight forward. Or just
put the no bag line directly in front of your metal detector.
So you would align those properly. Sure. If you know that the majority of people coming through the no bag line are going to go through the metal detector right after, yeah. If you know that that's a higher percentage of folks, why not properly set that up?
Sure.
As opposed to creating this X pattern effect where you're running into each other, creating issues and guest relations problems right from the get-go.
But then that also goes back to inconsistency, because sometimes we go through the bag line and then also have to go through the metal detector.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no, as far as I know, obviously I'm not Disney security, but there seems to be no rhyme or reason to it, and maybe that's their goal, is to throw people off so that if they are trying to smuggle things in, they're not sure if they're going to have to go through the metal detector or not, so it might deter them from doing things. But literally, sometimes we walk through and they're like, no, no, go straight to the metal. What are you doing? Go to the metal detector.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. So we go to the metal detector. And then sometimes we go stepping towards the metal detector and they're like, no, move.
Sure.
And we're like, okay. You know, like, and I again, think security is super important. However, like you said, consistency would be nice, where they can say, have a cast member walking down the line and pulling people randomly to go to the metal detector or something, saying, once you're through here, go straight to the metal detector. Once you're through here, you're good to go in. You know, so that there is a little bit more of a understanding, because or it's very stressful.
Can you just do what Universal does, where they put full-on airport security x-ray machines, where you put everything in an x-ray bin, goes through, and you walk through, and it's 100% every single time, because then everybody would know, and then you don't have to pull everything out of your bags, that kind of thing? Is that...
Sure. And that is a good solution, I do... Like I said, anyone that's been to an airport has used one of these situations where you have the totes and you put your stuff in it, mm-hmm. and then you slide it through. You know, everyone's done it. So it is a little bit more intuitive. Unfortunately for us as a society, we all know how to do those.
Right.
You know, what I didn't like about that is that they're set up. You go through the metal detectors, and then you're in a space that's maybe 6 feet wide,
uh-huh.
that all people then have to walk this 6 foot path past all these people trying to sell you more stuff randomly. I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, but we got free food if we applied for an American Express.
Yeah, weird. I don't want to walk through a
tourist trap,
like a mall kiosk section, mm-hmm. after I go through security. Anyway, I didn't like the kind of the bottleneck situation. So maybe right. just the positioning of some of their metal detector things might be better.
Uh-huh.
But I do agree that you probably get a more consistent safety setup with everyone being submitted to the same amount of security measures.
Yep, I agree. And I'm all for security. I like security. I just wish at some point in time that I will be able to figure out what their security process is.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Well, and like I said, maybe that's the goal, is to keep people on your toes so that you're not 100% sure what they're going to ask you to do. So if you are trying to be sneaky, you're throwing off your game a little bit. One could only hope, right? But it's like I always say, until they perfect the fairy godmother's security wand, they're going to search your bags. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app, and if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.